From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgian prosecutors say police in Brussels arrested 16 suspects in terror raid Sunday, but they say top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam was not among those detained. Abdeslam is thought to have crossed into Belgium on November 14th, just hours after Islamic State gunmen killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others in coordinated attacks in Paris, for which the Islamic State claimed responsibility. Meantime, Brussels' subway systems and its schools remain closed today, with the city under the highest threat alert. Monash University EU analyst Ben Welling spoke with VOA about that alert.
It is the highest level of emergency the Belgian state has instigated since 1945. And of course, it's very much in light of the events in Paris the week before last. So we haven't seen anything quite like this in Belgium for many, many decades.
In other developments, on Saturday, Russia said its security forces killed 11 Islamic State militants and destroyed an arms cache in the North Caucasus region. In Turkey, authorities announced the arrest of Belgian citizen and two Syrians suspected of aiding and abetting IS terrorists. The Doga News Agency said the Belgian citizen is accused of carrying out reconnaissance for the Paris plot. Malian authorities searched Sunday for the least three suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital Bamako that left 19 dead. Investigators are said to be following several leads in the case and have recovered evidence at the hotel. A relative, a representative of the separatist group in the north, say they wanted to derail the peace efforts. This is VOA News. At least eight Al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike Sunday on a base near Baladmin village, 120 kilometers northwest of Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, sources telling VOA that at least three junior Al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. And a top Al-Shabaab official believed to be the leader of a pro-Islamic State faction was shot dead, happened in an ambush in southern Somalia. Sources told VOA Sunday that Sheikh Hussein Abdigedi and four others were ambushed by Al-Shabaab fighters in middle Juba region. Iran said Sunday it is sentencing Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on the Iranian state television website, but said it was not finalized. Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell spoke with reporters about Rezaian.
I think there's no doubt that Jason has been a victim of this collision in Iran between tectonic forces, including people who are still very much opposed to the nuclear deal with the United States, and I think are doing all they can to block it.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Gell says Iran's produced no evidence of wrongdoing. U.S. State Department called on Iran to vacate the sentence and to set the reporter free. Opposition leader Mauricio Macri has won Argentina's first-ever presidential runoff election. Ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, outgoing president Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, conceded late on Sunday. The election comes at a time when Argentina's economy, Latin America's third largest, has stalled, according to Rice University Latin America analyst Mark Jones.
The economy is in very bad shape. And under Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, we've seen Argentine democracy really take a hit, and the country move from being a robust democracy to one where the rule of law was increasingly unrespected and where corruption was more and more of a problem. And I think that combined with some economic problems and fears regarding security, particularly related to drug trafficking, helped push Macri over the top.
Inflation is around 30%. Gross domestic product growth is just above zero. And many private economists warn that the Fernandez administration's spending was not sustainable. The bodies of almost 100 people have been recovered from a landslide near a jade mine in northern Myanmar. Happened in Kachin State. Search and rescue teams still looking for survivors. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.